Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event between Thiago Santos and Jamal Hill. Should be a banger, this one. Should be a very interesting fight. So, first of all, let me just quick have a look at the rankings, because we've got quite a lot to gain here for... Where am I looking? Jamal Hill, ranked number 10, Thiago Santos at number 6. So winning this fight moves him into some very interesting fights. You know, he's fast progressing towards the top of the division, even though he's only, 12 fights into his career. Okay, so tell of the tape. So Thiago Santos is 22-10, and Jamal Hill is 10-1 with one no contest. 2-inch height advantage for Jamal Hill, as well as a 3-inch reach advantage. And this is Southpaw v. Orthodox, which I don't think works very well for Thiago Santos for a few different reasons. So my weird little perception of Thiago Santos is that he's a lot younger than he actually is. I forget that he's 38, and I always feel like he's a developing fighter, because I feel like there are lots of areas of his game that still need developing. His striking is not particularly well-versed. It's not particularly well thought out. It's very explosive and very reckless and very... You know, I mean, he has certain things that he gravitates towards. When he's in his orthodox stance, he likes to wade in with power punches. And we know that he's got hands on him. We know he can hurt people. He can be quite timid, though. And this is where I see him, he's going to struggle against Jamal Hill. Because Hill is, of course, you know, here we go. Hill is, of course, in a very confident position right now in his career. You know, he's knocking a lot of people out in the first round. He's going to look and seem a lot bigger than Thiago Santos. This is another thing as well, is my perception of Thiago is that he's very big. But then my perception of him being big was when he was a middleweight compared to the other guys in the middleweight division. But since he's moved up to light heavyweight, I mean, he's 6'2", 76-inch reach. I mean, you can find some welterweights. You could find some lightweights with those kind of statistics. Jamal Hill, with the 2 inches in height and the 3 inches in reach, and the way that he fights, very kind of upright and reaching with his hands, very confident, he's going to look a lot bigger. And I can see Santos falling into the same trap that we've seen in a couple of his other fights, like Ankalaev, where he's backed up against the fence and he's kind of waiting for the right opportunity to attack. The one time I was really impressed with Thiago was when he fought Jan Błachowicz, because my expectation for that fight was that he was going to become impatient and he was going to run forward and Jan was going to counter-strike and keep catching him. But it actually worked the other way. You know, they spent 10 minutes kind of trying to wait one another out, and then it was Jan that went crashing forward and Santos knocked him out with a counter-punch. So if at any point Jamal Hill starts to get overly aggressive and starts to charge forward, I think the instinctive reaction of Thiago Santos to counter back, to fire back, is a real danger for him. But I also think the fact that he's kind of waiting on the back foot, waiting for someone to step forward to counter-strike, also makes him susceptible to feints. And the way that Jamal Hill fights is, like, we see some fighters take a very kind of explosive, fast cover distance, fast combination, in and out of range, and they're very kind of difficult to pin down, very difficult to reach. There are other fighters that are very reachable, but because the pace they set, people don't seem to be able to get a breath. Like the Diaz kind of style, where they're right in front of you and they are just bang, bang, bang. And not every shot's a power shot, but they just keep you reeling. Like Jamal Hill's got that ability. There's not any kind of real build up on his shots, but their placement and their timing, their frequency is a real problem for Santos. The reach, the pace, and the fact that he's, you know, the fact that he is quite confident to command the center and you know, work out of a southpaw stance, which, I mean, if, you know, Santos is coming off that fight against Ankalaev, who's a southpaw, and I don't think he did him any favors at all. I think he has certain techniques in his game, like his counter hook, and his body kick from his southpaw stance. I think he has certain things that he likes to use, but I don't think his application is quite as elevated as where it needs to be able to compete with some of the top strikers in the division. And I do think Jamal Hill, although, of course, you know, he's young in his career, you know, you've got Santos, who's got 32 fights compared to Jamal Hill, who's had 12. There's a big age difference here as well. You know, Santos being, this TV, Santos being 38 and Hill being 31. You know, there's still a lot of space for Jamal Hill to develop. Whereas I feel like we've seen the best of Santos. You know, we might have seen the best of him before his knees got decimated against John Jones. Like, that might have been the point where his explosiveness was impacted to the point where now he's not as effective. He may have felt it. His confidence may have gone to boot. And then you know, he finds himself backed up against the fence with the likes of Ankalaev in front of him that are just gradually outworking him and outpointing him. If we go back to the stats, the striking stats are quite evident in Jamal Hill's favour. Now, his striking defence isn't quite as high. But, you know, he is a bit of a risk taker, and because he's got heavy hands and he's knocking people out in the first round, you know, his fights aren't particularly long. He does get caught with a couple of shots on the way in, but usually they end up in him knocking them out. So it's a worthy risk. If you look at strikes landed per minute, so you've got Thiago Santos on one side at 3.77 and Jamal Hill on the other side at 7.06. Higher striking accuracy as well. Now, of course, his fights are shorter. So I went a bit further into this, and just bear with me. I'll throw a few more numbers at you because I thought this was quite interesting as well. So Santos has had a decent amount of fights in the UFC. Made his UFC debut back in 2013. Now, if I look at the significant strikes that he's landed throughout his career, when he's going the distance over 15 minutes, he's usually hitting somewhere between 40 and 60 strikes. That's kind of his average output. If he's finishing people, obviously it's shorter. The one standout was against Eric Anders, went 15 minutes and he landed 100 significant strikes in that fight. Generally, 40 to 60 kind of range. If you look at Jamal Hill on the other side, and of course, you know, he hasn't been five rounds since early on in his career. Before his UFC career, he went five rounds in, I think it was his fourth fight. We know he can do five rounds. Of course, you know, we don't know what it's going to be like in the main event of a UFC, but that's a big question and that's an interesting one to ask. But he seems incredibly confident that he's going to be able to work hard for 25 minutes. So, okay, anyway, back to my point. So if we look at the significant strikes from Jamal Hill on the other side, if he's knocking you out in the first round, he's landing a handful of strikes. You're looking at 4, 6. In the no contest against Abreu, he landed 14 strikes and stopped him just under 2 minutes into the round. That was overturned due to a failed drug test. But if we look at the fights which have gone past the first round, the numbers increase significantly. You know, if he's stopping you, he's landing like, you know, around 10 strikes. If he's going into the second round, he's getting near 100 every time. You know, OSP, he landed 68 strikes and finished him, you know, just over halfway through the second. 30 seconds before the end of the second round, he stopped Popek and he landed 93 strikes in that one. And against Stosic, over three rounds, he landed 101 strikes. So he's averaging a much, much higher output than Santos. I expect him to be on the front foot. I expect him to be bullying Santos, and I expect him to have to try and defend some takedowns in this one. I think Santos is going to try and put him on his back. I think he's going to try and force him to try and scramble up and work to his feet over and over again. And anytime he gets a bit of space, I think Santos is going to try and smother him up against the fence. The range that Jamal Hill plays at is going to be very, very difficult for Santos to deal with. And I don't know whether it's the drop-off in his career or the knee injury or what it is, but his short fuse, you're going, okay, I'm going to go first, and just goes flying at his opponents, it seems to have dropped off. And that, to me, was one of the main assets of his game, was he just had this like overwhelming sprint finish. You know, I mean, he went from like a bunch of first round finishers earlier on in his career to then making his like heavyweight debut. And then he's got, you know, a third round TKO stoppage against Anders and a second round knockout and a third round finish. You know, it was like his finishing ability dropped off when he moved up a weight class. Of course, he fought some absolute animals as well in, you know, John Jones and Glover Teixeira and Rakic and Ankalaev, you know, really tough fights. But at the same time, you know, he is probably at that point of his career where it's time for Jamal Hill to leapfrog him. My only thing, the only thing that, puts me in Santos's corner is the fact that he's got the experience. And he does have this patience, which surprised me against Jan Błachowicz. And against a fighter that's 12 fights in and he's used to knocking people out in the first round, I think the more patience, the better. Whether that's patience because he's not confident in his ability to sprint forward now on his knees, or whether it's feeling like these guys are faster now because he's in his late 30s, it could be this. It could be the fact that he doesn't feel quite as big as these guys anymore, because, I mean, we'll see when they face off. But I expect Jamal Hill to tower over him, to look a lot bigger than he actually is when we're looking at a couple of inches. If you look at Ankalaev against Santos, I thought Ankalaev looked a lot bigger as well. And I don't know, I think it's going to be the same in this one. I'm interested to watch the development of Jamal Hill, because he's clearly got a lot of ability, a lot of skill, and a lot of physical attributes that lend to, you know, nice clean knockouts and overwhelming striking output. He's not heavily muscled, you know, just like John Jones is not heavily muscled. I think that's a benefit as well. I think it takes a lot of energy to power that muscle, and I think that's why he can just kind of cruise with that ba 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 ba, and eventually something gets through. It's going to be an interesting test for him against a veteran like Thiago Santos, and if it goes into the deeper rounds, that's where I feel like Santos can start to, you know, I mean, certainly if it gets into those later rounds, I would have expected Santos to use his jiu-jitsu. We'll see. But I'm excited for it nonetheless. The light heavyweight division's right in the point where it's going to shift. You look at the rankings and you're like, okay. You look at some of these guys a bit further down, and you look at some of the guys a bit further up, you know, the Santoses and the Anthony Smiths and the Glover Teixeiras, even though he's just won the belt, and the Błachowicz, you know, heading towards 40. I think we're going to see a shift soon. I think we're going to see a few new light heavyweights surge forward. And Jamal Hill's definitely one of those to watch. It just depends on whether the timing's right now. But we'll see. Should be a good fight. Enjoy, and I'll see you next time.